small operations management. In this chapter, we will be learning about how, what is introduction to malls, importance of malls, mall operations, mall positioning, tenant mix and zoning. So basically, with advent of modern retails, there has a lot of malls which has come into existence. And in this chapter, I'll be able to share with you what is the importance of the mall, how the mall operates, what is the mall positioning and tenant mix and zoning. By the end of this chapter, you'll be able to understand marketing promotions, mall facility management, finance management, role of mall operations manager, challenges and way forward. So every mall has an mall management. There is a mall management facility, there is a promotions done by the mall, and what is the role of the operations manager, challenges what we are facing and the way forward. The first shopping mall was the Country Club Plaza, constructed in 1922 as a business district for a large scale residential development, and featured unified architecture, paved and lighted parking lots, was managed and operated as a single unit. So that's going into the history. The first mall was Country Club Plaza, constructed in 1922. So it was unique. There was first lighted parking slot available. It was a unique thing offered to our customers, something new which had come up. Over the years, mall have evolved, and now consumers also enjoy children playscapes, virtual reality games, live show, movies in multiplex cinema, variety of food in either food court or theme restaurants, carousel rides, visually stunning merchandising techniques, robotic animal display and interactive demonstration. So over the period of time, the malls have evolved. So earlier there was only a departmental store or a hypermarket which was offering only limited merchandise, which could be apparels or which would be food. Now with evolution, again there was the children's playscape was added. So whenever a family is going out, the children used to create a hindrance in buying for the parents. So the play area came into picture, where the children are occupied, they are kept busy, which helps the parents to customers or buying parents to take a buying decision. So with an advent, with an revolution and evolution, the children's play came into picture. Then there came virtual reality games. The entire mall now started giving you an experience. So person can walk in the morning, they can play games, they can have food, they can watch a movie, and they can go back with a superior experience. So all these points, variety giving options in food court has helped. The mall has evolved in a long way. From 1922, we have evolved in a very big way. So there have been robotic animal displays, there has been 3D games, there has been 3D visuals. So a lot of new techniques have used to give a new experience to a customer. Successful malls abroad also provide all requirements, service like chapel, mosque, childcare center, wedding or community hall, clinics and other services. So successful malls abroad as well as in India have now given a place for praying. So if any particular community want to spend a day, but they want to pray also as well, so there is a mosque or there is a place available, is a childcare activity. So in case the nappy of a baby needs to be changed, there is a space available for a woman and the child. They can go, they can change the nappy. There's childcare center, probably there's a community hall, clinics. So there is a spa, there are salons where the customer can indulge in an experience, and there are other services also provided. By providing additional services like patrons, like ATM, florist, large parking spaces, reliable security, valet parking facilities for disabled, interactive kiosk, wheelchair, baby strollers, baby care rooms, washroom for physically disabled, doctor on call, ambulance service, more are not only creating a valuable experience for customer but also building a loyal base for themselves. So all these points which I've just read out are the customer conveniences. So in case a customer wants to shop, and if he is carrying a limited amount in his pocket, and if there's a good customer service and he plans to buy more, so there's an ATM available where he can go, he can withdraw the cash and he can buy. There is florist available. So if somebody wants to celebrate a birthday in a food court, and somebody has forgot to buy a gift, so there's a food court, there's a florist available and inside the mall itself. So you can pick up a last minute flower, or you can give it to as a gift to person you intend to give a gift. Large parking spaces, so customer doesn't get inconvenienced. They know whenever they go to a mall, They'll get a parking, so it's a convenience. Reliable security, so their car will be taken care of, their kids will be taken care of, there will be no robbery. So the frisking will happen, there is entire security for the entire family. So all these parameters helps into getting a superior customer service. With a combination of food, fashion, food, entertainment and services, Mall Hangout greatly expanded their role in communities they serve. So most of the mall have become a community service center. They provide a lot of services with regards to food, fashion and entertainment, and they cater to a larger community. From the earliest forms of retail called the Hart and the Mela, to the basic shopping centers with a cluster of stores under a common roof, and finally to those that all include food and entertainment facilities, the mall retailing scenario in India has evolved in a big way in metros and mini metros. So in India, we earlier used to have Mela, where there were different retailers used to come together, and there would be they would offer their stocks for the customers to buy. Earlier it was called Hart, and their Hart as well as the Mela. Indian retail scenario has evolved. Now there is a cluster of stores, there are malls. A particular mall will have 10 different stores for apparels offering denims, or a mall will have 10 different stores offering footwear, which gives you a wide route, huge variety to the customers. They can choose, feel the product, and they can buy the product which satisfy their needs. So in India, retail has evolved in a big way in metros as well as in mini metros. Malls have emerged as preferred development option for property developers due to better returns on retail, on their real estate investment, and also other benefits. So opening a mall has also helped the developers as well as the person who deal into properties and estates. So this making a mall is a very profitable business. It has helped the developers also to increase their profits and their benefits. Return on the property is much higher since the rentals are higher in retail scenario. Importance of malls. The secret of the lure or the mall lies in the mass appeal. It has something to offer for everyone in the family. So again, as I said, there is a food court for somebody wants to eat. There is a child play area for the children. Lady can go in a spa, or she can go in a salon. The gents can play a game. So a mall has everything for everyone, and that's the secret. So that's the secret that it lures the entire family to go to a mall and spend their money over there. There's a wide range of shopping experiences, bargains, discounts or high-end brands for couples, gaming and other amusement facilities for kids, large choice of cuisines for family, meals, of course, multiplex data. In many ways, malls reflect the state of society and act as agent of change, catering to a comparatively young population with rising income and busier lifestyles. On an advent of nuclear families, both husband and wife are earning, there's a disposable income, and to bring any change, malls are being used. In case if somebody has want to try a new product, so they go, they check that product is displayed in a very aesthetic manner, there's a promotion going on. So it helps to bring change in the society as well with rising incomes. So somebody who's from a lower middle segment, once the salary increases, he becomes a middle class guy, he becomes a middle class segment, he changes his lifestyle. So he wants to try new products, experiment with new products, satisfy his needs and move on. So malls have been used as a parameter, or they have been used as a platform to get change in the society as well as the malls have been used as a platform to bring change in the society. Apart from stores, merchandise and offers, ongoing promotion activation with fun contests in mall atrium ads or experience. So when a family of four or family of five goes to a mall, there's a contest going on. So they participate. If they win, it creates an excitement, and normally these activities are carried at the mall atrium. So it increases overall experience, there's a sense of winning, they get a perception that okay, I went to a mall, I participated in a contest, I won a prize, and it gives a sense of achievement and sense of happiness as well. Mall management in India began with simple facilities management functions and operation of maintenance. So initially there was only operations and maintenance. The scope has now been elevated to shopping center management, adapting to new kind of empowered consumer who wants everything as per their demand and wish. So in initial phases, it was only stores, there was only facilities, there was only maintenance. But now those malls are catering to the Indian customers, where whatever they demand and they wish, that product or that store or that merchandise is available. At the malls are working towards it, so that all the products, whatever the customer are demanding or wishing, are available in that mall. to keep this segment of consumers coming regular, the mall needs to provide not only the best of basic amenities but also good mix of tenants and brands, attractive promotion, entertainment and fun. To ensure repeat customer entries, the mall need to ensure they have a right mix of the tenants. So they need to ensure if there are 100 stores, then out of 100 stores they have equal number of apparels, equal number of food, equal number of footwear, equal number of electronics item. So that mix, tenant mix has to be perfect. So it has to offer everything to everyone. There should be a gaming play zone, or there should be a play zone for the kids to play. There would be a food court for youngsters to hang around, or there should be a coffee shop for young couples to sit and have a good discussion over there. So the tenant mix is a must, plus promotion. There has to be contest, young people need to be engaged, or there would be food sampling activity where probably there's a chef is called, where the chef can teach new recipes to the ladies, entertainment and fun. So all this activity leads to a good experience, and it helps, it ensures that the customer come back to the mall again. Mall operations management now calls for a strong combination of all positioning, tenant mix and zoning, marketing promotions, mall facility management and finance management. So zoning is quite simple to understand. All footwear stores would be in one area, all ladies apparel would be in one area, all men's would be in one area. So that is zoning, which takes care of the zoning part. Tenant mix, as I said, it has to have a segment. So it would be, segmenting would be, there would be a hypermarket or would be a value retail store which provides a t-shirt at 200 rupees, or probably there is a very high fashion store which is providing a t-shirt 2000 rupees. So that is the segmentation. There is different class. So people who can afford a 200 rupees t-shirt can go to a value market, value segment store. Somebody can afford a 2000 rupees t-shirt can go to a luxury store. So that's the basic combination of positioning, mix and the zoning. Plus there should be a promotion where everyone can participate. The promotion, there should be a value based promotion. So if you shop for 5000 rupees, you get to participate in a lucky draw. So that is a marketing promotion. Or if there is a movie launch, or probably there is a new product launch, a chef has been called, the chef teaches new products to the ladies. So all these things basically ensures that there is a regular inflow of footfalls. Customer comes in, they shop, they have fun, they get a superior experience, they enjoy and they go back with a satisfaction and they come back again. Again, nowadays the finance, the mall management team has facility management as well as finance management. They ensure that the regular rentals are coming place, the stores are performing, non-performing stores are removed, new tenants are bought in, so that new product launch helps to bring more new customers. Mall positioning a mall refers to defining the category of services offered based on demographics, psychographics, income level, competition in neighboring areas, extensive market research of the catchment. So whenever any developer or a person decides to open a mall, the first thing they do is that they do a catchment area service. So they check what is the demographic, what is the amount of the person living over there, what is the psychographic, what is the income level. So whether it's a middle class segment area, whether it's a higher income area, where what number of working people. So there's a catchment study has a lot of other parameters. How many nuclear families are staying, how many people are staying with a joint family, number of senior citizens in that area, what is the income area, what is the neighboring areas, is there any competition around, is there any mall already there. So they do an extensive research before coming up with a mall. For example, the market research indicates that the average number of household living in a particular area belongs to the upper middle class, then a high-end retail mall would suit the location. So in the study, if they come to know that there are people living with income, higher income, and so probably the product mix will change. They will come with a luxury mall. Most probably the tenants would have luxury products, or there would be products available which are high on fashion with high on income. So the decision is taken depending upon the research done on the catchment area research. Poaching also offers to the location of the shopping mall which remains fixed, while other activities such as straight tenant mix can be revisited or redefined. So in case there are chances in a catchment area, the area is of a middle class people, but over a period of time the disposable income has increased, the segment has moved from middle class to upper middle class, or they have become rich. So probably the tenant mix can also be revisited, it can be redefined. Probably a value retail store can be removed and a luxury store or probably a high fashion store can come in. So this decision takes place over a period of time, operations being very dynamic. So the store management team needs to keep on checking what is the profile, what is the spending power, what is the average bill value of a particular store, whether high fashion customers are coming or whether celebrities have started coming in. So all these parameters help to decide the tenant mix for the mall management. Tenant mix refers to the combination of retail shops occupying space in a mall. A right tenant mix would form a successful configuration that produces optimum sale, rents, service to the community, financial viability for the shopping venture. Zoning refers to the division of mall space into zones for placement of various retailers. So as I said earlier, a mall, if it has to be a successful, has to cater to the all the communities, all the strata of the society. So there should be a value retail store or there should be a crowd puller. There should be a value retail store which helps into generating masses, which help into getting footfalls from the masses from a lower strata segment or a middle segment where who wants to buy a product. Or there has to be a mix of high fashion product which are high prices, which will bring in upper middle class. So that's basically the tenant mix. Zoning is division of mall space into zones for placement of various retailers. So probably all food vendors would be, or food restaurants would be in one place, footwear in one area, men's apparel would be in one area, all this person. Right tenant mix and optimum retailer placement after diligent zoning exercise can help retailers to attract both type of consumers, the serious shoppers as well as the impulse buyer. So right tenant mix will help impulse buyer to come, pick up the product, go and enjoy that product. Zoning will help customer knows, okay, if I want to buy footwear, I have to go in one particular area. If I want to eat something, I have to go on a third floor in a food court. So they know, and it's an ease and convenient for the customers. The selection of right anchor tenant and formulating the right tenant mix based on zoning helps attract retail shopping by offering them multiple choices and satisfying multiple needs. So normally, every mall before it starts gets an anchor tenant which pulls the footfall in the mall. So the right anchor tenant has to be selected at the beginning, and that's the only anchor tenant which is the major factor pulling the footfall in the store. So along with the anchor tenant, there should be other retailers also which offers the right thing, right product, the right place, so that everyone, every family who walks into the mall has some, every store and in the mall has something to offer to the customer. So more number of choices, multiple choices the customer gets, it will satisfy his or her needs, and that will increase into mall sales as well as the individual store sales. It also facilitates the smooth movement of shoppers within the mall, avoiding clusters and bottlenecks. So since a customer knows he has to go on a food court for having lunch or dinner, so he'll not unnecessarily waste time on first floor, second floor. So it will not create any clutter. So it helps into avoiding clusters. It helps in free customer movement. This helps influence shoppers' mall preference, frequency of visit, while building a distinct image in the minds of shopper. So once a customer is accustomed that he knows that whatever he needs is available in a specific place, so that brings a loyalty in it. He knows wherever he goes, it will satisfy his need, and his frequency of visit will increase, thereby influencing his buying patterns. And again, it will, word of mouth publicity will help into getting more footfalls for the mall. Professional activities and events in a mall form an integral part of mall management. Activities like food festival. So as I said, getting a chef doing a new activity, or probably calling a kitty party ladies with a group and teaching them new recipes is one of the activities. Handicraft exhibition, celebrity visits, increase food traffic and turn into sales volume. So probably if there's a movie launch and there's celebrity has been called for the promotion, that will again help increase footfalls in the store and turn sales volume. Organizing cultural events has time and again provided vital in attracting consumers to mall. So a lot of malls celebrate a lot of festivals, probably whether it's Diwali or whether it's Eid. So they can do a cultural event, they can call a celebrity, or they can do any social responsible activity, or probably they can clean a neighborhood. So again, that is also a measure where the mall attracts more footfalls. such activities may also act as differentiator for a mall. So in case any particular mall participates into a Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, or they clean a society, or they participate into cleaning a community, so that would give a differentiating factor to them, and it leads, again it will be a factor that okay, this mall has something new to offer. Or probably there is a mall who's offering fertilizers or offering manure, or they are distributing free sampling, they care for the nature. So it's a differentiator. People know okay, this mall cares for the society, or they are giving back to the society, and it acts as a differentiator for the mall. It increases their value, and the customer footfalls are repeated again. Facility management refers to the integration of people, place, process, technology in a building. So facility management ensures that there is housekeeping staff available, there is people, there is process, there is security process available, and technology. So there are CCTV cameras, there are desks to help customers, there are water cooling equipments, people, the customer can have water, there are washroom. So that's facility management in short. It broadly includes infrastructure, ambiance, and traffic management. Management of facilities provided tenants. So there is housekeeping staff for customers as well as for the tenants. There are washroom which is being used by the staff as well as the customers. There's parking space. So all this come under facility management. Provision of adequate power supply. So normally mall has adequate power supply, plus in case there's a power outage, they have a generator set for the customers as well as for the retail tenants. Risk management issues such as essential safety measures. So there is firefighting equipments, there are metal detectors, there are security guards to ensure there is no mob coming, or there is a safety, every customer is frisked, so they are safe against the bomb threat. So all this risk management issues such as essential safety measures are covered in it. Asset liability and environmental audits. So time and again there are different audit which happens. So whether the store is producing, whether the mall is producing more junk or whether producing more dump. So they ensure that how they can help to environment, they can do an environment audit, or is there any breakage or anything in the mall. So there are regular audits which happen, which safeguard interests of the customers as well as the tenants. Emergency and evacuation training. So a lot of mock drills are conducted by the malls to ensure safety of the tenants as well as the consumers, the end user consumers. Miscellaneous issues such as related to signage, water supply, sanitation, etc. As I said, the mall has to provide a lot of facilities. So there is washrooms, there is a baby care, there is a lot of other options being provided. So there are different signages which need to be placed, which says that okay, if you need to contact customer service desk or you need any information, there is a desk available. In case if a customer is thirsty, they need to drink water, they can go to water cooler, which is adjacent to the washroom. So there are different signages which helps customer in their shopping experience when they come to a mall for an experience, when they want to spend a day, and all these signages helps into a customer service, as a customer service. So infrastructure management. So UPS with 100% power backup, HVAC is the supply which is the AC, air conditioning system. This is called heavy air service. Emergency lights in all areas. First safety, fire detection and firefighting system, safety signages, security system. So every mall has fire sprinklers and they have an alarm system. So when there are smoke detectors, so if in given event of fire, the smoke detector goes on. So the mall can determine which particular store, whether there is a smoke on fire, second floor or third floor. There is a system available where they know, okay, in a specific second floor, in that specific mall or specific store, there is a fire. So that's a safety parameter for the store, for the customer as well as the tenants. Under infrastructure, miscellaneous, adequate parking, separate toilet for staff and customers, building and floor directory system, water facility. As I said earlier, the mall provides washrooms for customers as well as for the staff. So there are separate washrooms for the tenants, the staff, as well as for the customers. So it's a service which distinguish the, even the customers feel better that okay, there's a separate washroom available for them. There is a staff canteen provided where the staff from the mall can eat. So different mall provides this facility. There is a directory system, so customer can go check, they can go and they don't have to search, they don't have to go around the mall to search for a particular store. There's a directory available, there are lifts available, there are escalator. So all this comes under infrastructure, which basically gives a good customers experience whenever they visit a mall. Ambience management, again, management of parks, fountains, and overall look of the mall. So the store ambience, the mall ambience plays a very important factor. There are management of parks, there are fountains, there is place, open spaces. People, apart from shopping, people spend their leisure time in the mall. So when they're done with shopping, they would like to spend leisure time. So there is a lot of landscaping, green lush landscaping with seating facilities, and presence of food and beverage inside or outside the mall can increase foot traffic. So when a customer wants to spend leisure time, they want to have a coffee, they want to catch up with a friend with a coffee. So there are gardens available, there are open cafes available, there's a food and beverage available where they can enjoy, they can sit, they can talk, they can relax, and it again provides a good experience. Again, it will result in increased traffic. Traffic management includes managing the foot traffic into the mall and parking facilities. So the mall infrastructure team plays a very vital role. They need to ensure the foot traffic, the person coming on foot, as well as the mall parking have been utilized. There is an optimum use of these facilities. Foot traffic management involves crowd management inside operational area of mall. It is related to the mall design and spatial distribution of tenants. So the mall management team ensures that there is no clutter, or there is when a customer walks in, or whenever any person walks into the mall, they are guided. The foot traffic is regularized. They keep on moving to first floor, second floor, or they go to the food court, so that they don't accumulate. It doesn't create a stampede like situation. So a right tenant mix with right options, with a lot of promotion happening, they know okay how to ensure the customer moves, whether promotion is going on, or how they are being directed. So a lot of efforts and activities are done by the mall to ensure that the customer move in a left direction, or they move in a right direction, or whenever there's a promotion happening on the right wing of the mall, then they will divert the customers over there by making an announcement. So all these things involve the store marketing as well, the mall marketing as well, as the infrastructure team sits together, they plan, and they ensure that the customer keeps on moving and there is no crowd which gets generated in one specific area. It is also related to the mall design and special distribution of tenants. So in case the customer wants to enjoy food, probably they will go on a third or fourth floor where the food court is. So hence moving the crowd is essential. They don't accumulate at the entrance. Managing parking facility includes provision of ample parking and maneuvering of cars in the parking lot. So probably if there are two wings, right wing and the left wing, and if the crowd is more in the right wing side, probably the parking team will ensure that the next car which are coming, they are sent into the left wing of the mall. So hence it helps into managing parking, as well as the customer gets quick parking and it's a good experience. So in case a customer has to wait 10-15 minutes or half an hour for parking his car, it leaves with him a bad taste and probably he or she might not shop more. So parking management plays a very important crucial factor for the mall, for the success of the mall and for the success of the retail tenants. Mall management also covers professional financial management. This involves monitoring and controlling of various issues such as cash receipts and collection of income, including rentals, service charges, car park receipts, electricity and other utility income. Mall also has to perform. They also needs to be profitable, and there are a lot of places where they can generate income. So one such place is cash receipt or collection of income, including rentals. Rental plays a very important factor for the malls to operate. That's a source of income from them. They can also earn revenue by charging for a parking fee or parking charges and electricity income. So these are the few components where the mall makes a revenue out of the tenants. Developing accounting systems to track the aging of debts, payment delay patterns, bad debts. So there are chances that the tenant doesn't make rental payment on time, there are bad debts. So an accounting system has to be in place where the mall management team can sit, they can take a decision, a non-performing store can be removed, non-performing tenant can be removed, a new tenant can be bought, or in case if there's a new brand which has launched and they intend to open a store, probably that tenant can be bought on a higher rental, which can generate revenue for the mall person. Payment of all invoices and expenses, developing standard financial templates, preparation of detailed annual property budget, organizing resources to deliver an efficient and effective annual external audit. So a mall management team, like a store team, prepares a budget. They know, okay, this is the budget, this is the amount we are targeting, this is the revenue we need to generate. So there is a system in place that makes budget, the budgets are announced, they ensure time and again review happens, and they need to ensure that they earn that money. So in case if the profit, the mall is not profitable, they will not be able to run business. So right tenant has to happen, annual property budget has to be made, it has to be shared with the mall management team, and they need to ensure that the mall is profitable. Organizing resources to deliver an efficient and annual external audit. So there are audits which happen which gives input whether in case if any tenant is not performing, they can remove it, they can get a new tenant. In case the electricity is high, probably they can shift to a solar panel, or probably the water consumption is high, so they can reuse water, and that can be used in washrooms. So all this audit happens and cost effective measures are suggested, which helps into malls being more profitable. Similar to the store head, a mall has a mall operations head. He is supposed to handle the below key stakeholders: developer who has developed the mall, investor who has bought the property in the mall, occupants which are brands or the franchisees, customer more important and can be of any age, government statutory organization, local authorities, other stakeholders like media partner, event sponsor, kiosk owner, etc. The mall operations manager has a very important role to play in the success of the mall. So he has a wide key result areas. He has a lot of responsibilities. So first responsibility towards the stakeholders are whether it is the developer. So somebody who's a real estate owner, he has placed his money and he's developed a mall. So he has to derive profits and give it back to the developer. Developer and then the investor. So these are the two. Somebody who's developed a mall, he is entitled to a profit. Somebody who's an investor who's entitled to a profit. So it is his responsibility to ensure that the mall is profitable and the profit is passed down to the developer as well as the investors. For occupants, he needs to ensure that there are right amount of footfalls which come to their store. So once the store starts performing and the operation, when the store starts performing, which results into more sales, they pay the rental on time. So it's a right, it's a win-win for everyone. When it comes to customer, superior shopping experience, so washrooms clean, parking facility available, right tenant mix, food court has more options. So all these things, the customer can come in any age. So there are 4-year-old, 10-year-old staff, 4-year-old customer who goes to a gaming zone, and there is a 60-year-old senior citizen who wants to have a coffee or wants to have a look at the new movie which has been released. So the customers can be of any age, and he has to provide everything to each and every segment of the society, or every age group of the society. Government statutory organization, local authorities. So he needs to ensure that the mall has all the requisite licenses, the fire safety is done, the mock drills are done, whether they have water license, whether they have fire license. So whatever licenses are required, whatever the statutory requirement as per the government is available with him, he needs to ensure that everything is in place. Other stakeholders like media partner, event sponsor, kiosk owner, etc. So whenever there is an event or whenever there is a celebrity coming, he needs to ensure the media is coming and the right announcements are happening at the right time. No negative publicity with regards to mall happens is done. In case there is an accident, then probably how it was, how it could be avoided, what are the precautions they have taken. So a mall management team or the mall operations manager plays a very important role in all these factors. He plays a bigger role and ensures that the mall is profitable, the customer comes and gives good experience to the customers. Success of mall depends on planning, execution and regular maintenance. So in case if the mall management team doesn't decide about the events or the marketing, or they don't create a new experience, the zoning is not proper or the tenant mix is not right, the footfalls will not come in. Any lapse leads to customer dissatisfaction and lesser footfalls and sales. So in case if a mall is offering a baby changing room and another mall is not offering, that would lead to a dissatisfied customer. So there are different parameters. This was one of the examples. So any lapse or probably any accident which happens but it is not corrected will lead into a customer dissatisfaction. The profitability of mall is also impacted with developer choosing to convert mall into either residential complex or other spaces. So in case if the mall is not successful, then the developer decides it gets toned down, it gets into a residential complex or becomes an office space. In India, the challenges for mall are high property rates, inflation, licensing norms, approval infrastructure, utility costs, and manpower issues. So the hindrance or the disadvantage of a mall in India would be the rentals are high, property rates are high. In case the store is not able to make profit, there are no sales, rentals are high, probably the show will shut down. So that is one of the issue. High property rentals is one of the points which decides the success of the mall. Inflation is also playing a very important pivotal role. Increasing inflation reduces the customer buying power. So customer doesn't go to a mall, they go to a local shop, they don't spend much. Licensing norm, again, lot of regulatory government bodies need to take a lot of licenses. So the retailers, they avoid putting up a store. So these are basic few parameters which hindrance the mall operations as well. These are the challenges which the mall people and the developer face or the investor faces. Maintaining increasing footfalls is a challenge because they need to come up with the new ideas due to e-commerce. So due to e-commerce, the customer can sit at home, they can order, and with the advent of cash on delivery available, customers tend to sit at home, the product is delivered, they pay via cash. So they know the quality of product is good, so that is a challenge. E-commerce is a challenge for the malls. More professionals are now getting into mall management, so it's again a challenge and a way forward. It's now run as a business center, so more of professionals will come in. As an improvement in overall ecosystem of consultant, research agencies, facility management agencies, retailer, best practices, etc. So with the advent of lot of agencies coming in, the catchment area service, catchment area research is done by external agencies. There are marketing agencies which come, they give you a clear picture to the mall, whether the mall is successful or not. And probably nowadays some malls hire third party consultants to run a mall. So they also ensure that the ecosystem is there in place, the malls is profitable, they give good experience, there are new marketing things happening, there's an excitement every month, every week, the footfalls are increasing. So all these things overall help into making a mall a successful one. The time ahead is ripe for many developers to create world-class mall in India. So with the advent of a lot of consultants coming in, new ideas, a lot of new manufacturers and the retailers coming into picture, the time is very ripe. It is good that a developer can come with a world-class mall with a lot of facilities, probably a lot of new shopping experience which can help in developing India as well, developing world-class malls in India as well. In this chapter, we learned what is the mall management, how the mall manager works, what is the tenant mix, how the tenants help into increasing, how the zoning helps into increasing the footfalls of the mall, how mall does marketing, and how a mall becomes a successful in India. Again, we learned about the challenges, the way ahead, and the way the future for malls in India would be. Thank you.